recording. This is Roger Regatta Fisher, Communications Moonbase Theta. As per your explicit instructions, I begin monitoring the personal messages of all active personnel. Please note my misgivings as put on official record in the previous week's reporting, and the week before, and the week before that. As your directive remains unchanged, my written report and several relevant audio messages have been attached.
Hi, this is DJ Silvis, creator of Moonbase Theta Out. In the first season of the show, Roger brought you a series of official reports on the base shutdown. Now, in season two, we're going through the same sequence of events, but what you hear will be anything but official. Personal thoughts, private messages, secret confessions. We're going to pull back the curtain.
I can't. There aren't even words right now. They can take that list of new base directives and fold it until it's all corners and shove it right into their collective. Okay. Breathe, Roger. Remember the medical sensors. It's just all so... Forgot the table was bolted down. Well, that didn't work. Damn it. Fuck. Okay. So, we made up an astronomical event and caused a tiny bit of a panic. And we got caught. I'm sorry. Things here have become complicated. I don't know if they'll let all of this through. I don't see why not. The only person incriminated is myself. The only secrets I know have already been revealed.
And of course, we'll be going deeper into the relationship between Roger and Alex, exploring both their perspectives on the distance and the love that has held them together.
Alex, I know we've been waiting a long time, and now it's going to be a few weeks longer. Months, I suppose. It hurts here, too. There's a lot I can't wait to say. Looking into your eyes, holding you so goddamn tight. I'm sorry. I'll be home soon.
It took too long to find each other. I am not giving up, and I'm sure as hell not letting you give up on me. Você é da comunicação, então fala comigo. Pelo menos fala alguma coisa, usa suas palavras bonitas. Start from... Okay, it's probably not realistic to start from the day you left, but start somewhere. Tell me how you're feeling, what's been inside your head since last year. All the things you haven't wanted to say, I need to hear them. You are too far away to stay this far away.
But that's not anywhere near all of the story we have to tell. We've got four other folks involved in Base Theta's shutdown sequence, and this season you'll hear from each of them. You've had a little taste of Wilder in a bonus episode, and believe me, she'll just get better from there.
I made a deal, though, about the tardigrades. Nessa took a shine to them, and I can't say no to her. Don't know of anyone who can, so we'll keep that experiment a bit longer. Growth ratios and biological reaction to extended anhydrobiosis due to radiation. I like saying the full names like that. It reminds people that I'm not just a pretty face. And an arm that nobody can take their eyes off of. That's right, darling. You know you're gorgeous. Crush that pop can there for me. That's what I'm talking about. Honey Badger ain't got nothing on us. We don't care.
And you'll meet our base security officer, Michel Langlois. Make what you might of him.
Replacing a three-person team isn't great, said Donnell Maldell. Comes down to it, but the way things are headed on Earth, I'm not surprised. I hope they stuck them right on the wall with Sao Paulo. Managers, too. Brain-dead, intolerant douche rats. At least up here, they went to stasis so I can run things the way that I want. I'm keeping an ear on the chatter around base. It doesn't sound like they've known much of what's really going on. We'll see how things shake out. They could all be in the mines before long. I'd love to see that comm lead do a real day's work. Broadcasting, this is Roger Bergardo Fisher, professional blowhard.
I'm really looking forward to sharing more of the vivid life of Nessa Chong.
I love this place. I love the feel of it. I love what I've cultivated. Everyone winds up here on their breaks. Even Ashwini has peeked out a time or two late at night, mumbling to herself and poking her nose into the cultured proteins. I've had more time to get to know Wilder. She's so sweet, and of course that accent absolutely kills me. We've been in charge of the experiments in the lab. Lots of time to talk in between delicate shutdown procedures. We're both a bit taken with the tardigrades I was telling you about. She lets me take them out and they toddle around the farm like baby puppies.
And of course, I've perhaps had the most fun of all, writing for Dr. Ashwini Ray. And here's a bit of a surprise, Zircenes won't be quite as solely focused as the rest of the season. You'll also be discovering our surprise sixth character on the moon base, a computing system Z's named Tumnus.
I should have named you Igor, Robbie the Robot, or C-3PO, though you're not quite that obsequious.
You said you chose Tumnus because the character was helpful, but also duplicitous.
A parent always hopes their child will carry on some of their best attributes.
Yet you did not program me to express dishonesty.
Some things you just have to learn, my faithful friend. You have to choose. I may be the, well, not the White Witch, that much is for certain, but the antagonist in this tale. It is my role to slowly seduce you into, if not into a dark side, at least a little moral ambiguity.
Of course, all of this is just the barest beginning. We've got guest stars, surprise reveals, I'll probably spend the bulk of the season in Feelings Jail, and of course there's the flashback episode we're producing for International Podcast Month. I am sure that's going to surprise you. So now that we're almost at the end of the promo, here's the big reveal. We launch Season 2 on Sunday, August 18th. That's right, August 1-8, only 5 weeks away if I know anything about math, which I probably don't. We have 10 regular season episodes, which we'll be releasing every 2 weeks, and that should take us right about through the end of the year. We may take a break for the IPM episode, I haven't decided yet. Anyway, it's going to be a hell of a journey, and I really can't wait to share all of it with you. So join myself, Lehman Kessler, Gabrielle Tanico, Tina Daniels, Cass McPhee, Alyssa Park, Toza Mon, and Jen Ponton, as we bring you the second season of Moonbase Theta Out. Add it to your podcast apps, check us out on Twitter and monkeymanproductions.com, and if you've got a bit of cash to spare, consider becoming one of our backers on Patreon for early access, behind-the-scenes info, and that great feeling that comes with making the art you love possible. I'll leave you with that and get back to work. Well, after giving Roger the final words, as always.
Moonbase Theta, out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space Podity.
An actual play D&D Spelljammer podcast. In Space Podity, four adventurers visit the worlds and vex the GMs of other actual play shows. Keep listening for a sneak peek and please subscribe so you don't miss the first episodes set in the campaign of the long-running Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Acting Captain's Log. We've crashed our flying birdbath mansion. Long story. The party of groundling adventurers on board is kind and heroic, but untrusting, and is staring at me. It consists of a traumatized minotaur.
You was traumatized?
A spooky Asimar child.
I'm an adult now.
An adult Asimar child, whom I suspect to be enthralled by a hidden power, and the most headstrong elf I have ever met, and that includes Rascalgar the Cataclysmically Reckless from the former Arajanon Zed.
Sounds fun.
Also, the mansion's kitchens are out of ale.
How am I gonna function?
Space Podity. Find us wherever your podcasts are.